In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I have heard many people say about Episcopalians that we don't take Scripture seriously enough. But the reality is that Scripture permeates the life of our church. You may know that 70% of the Book of Common Prayer is derived directly from Scripture, and that we have a tradition of saying morning and evening prayer, and that when we practice that, it goes almost through the entirety of the Bible in 2 years, morning and night, if we are disciplined about doing those readings. In Sunday worship, we always hear Scripture from both the Old and New Testaments. I think what people might mean when they say we don't hear the Word of God or understand the Word of God the way they think we should is that maybe we don't take time to inwardly digest all that we're hearing and reading. There's a promise we make every time we claim our baptismal covenant. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers? Well, how do we do this? If we're going to learn the teachings of Jesus and follow them in our life, we have to take time in our everyday life to actually learn them. To learn the practices of Jesus, and then to actually practice them. This morning's gospel provides us with a vital lesson in what it means to learn from Jesus. Learning is one of the 7 ways of love that Presiding Bishop Curry is encouraging all Episcopalians to begin to live into. And we'll start to learn how to live into them as people at Calvary Church. We hear a group from the religious establishment this morning who desire to know the truth about God. They want to learn who Jesus really is. They want to know, are you the Messiah? Tell us plainly. And Jesus doesn't respond plainly, because learning with Jesus is always more complicated than that. Jesus answers by saying, you people don't understand. You don't hear my voice. If you really knew me, you would already know who I am by simply following me and watching what I do and emulating it. Instead, it seems to me like you need some kind of doctrinal validation. Jesus' acts of healing and giving life, his words of teaching, all demonstrate and embody the presence of God in the world. Jesus is love embodied. And from that, Jesus says, we're able to learn. Now, Jesus' exchange with the religious establishment reveals to us something critical about how to learn as a practice of following Jesus. The religious establishment wants a validation of their understanding of Jesus. They're puffed up in their astuteness. Jesus wants them instead not simply to understand, but to embody the meanings of the teachings. I once knew a doctor in New Testament studies who was adamant that people at the church she was attending, which happened to be the church I was serving, were deficient in scriptural knowledge. This professor was on a crusade to assure that people of the church had a solid working knowledge of scriptural context and sound doctrine. And she was smart. She was incredibly knowledgeable and could tell you all about the socio-historical context of the scripture. But when I asked her how the core of the scripture, how Jesus' relationship with the Father and willingness in that relationship to give his life for the life of the world, how did that impact her heart, the heart of our community? She admitted she struggled to find the answers. She said, I can't teach certain times of the Christian year because I don't really understand them. On the other hand, there was a community of faith of which I was a part that was all about Jesus's love. My religion is love, they would often quip. But when it came down to it, the group of people hadn't taken the time to explore and learn how Jesus actually loved. I asked them one time, can you give me your example of how Jesus loves that makes that your religion? And they stumbled and mumbled. They honestly had no examples of Jesus' life of love and how that was their religion. How shall we learn to love like Jesus? I think it starts with asking, how shall we learn Scripture? How shall we learn these teachings of Jesus? One of my early mentors gave me his response to this in the words of 12th century monk St. Bernard of Clairvaux, who said, "What would be the good of learning without love? It would puff us up. And love without learning, it would go astray." Here are some steps in how to learn the teachings of Jesus, how to learn and love. I think we start by making sure we actually have a Bible on hand. Do you own a Bible? And do you keep it on hand? And is it in a translation you understand? Or when you open it up, are you confused? And if you're not sure, I'm happy to help you. Then open it up and read it. Start with the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then finally, make sure you have a community of people who are embodying the teachings of Jesus. Is what you're reading Jesus doing happening in your community? Whether it's in your home or your friend or the people at the church or someone with whom you can reflect on and explore how you might live out the truth of Jesus' teachings. If you're interested in a Bible study, let me know. And there are ways we engage Scripture at Calvary, too. We always have Forward Day by Day on hand. It's a really easy, as you know, bite-sized way to engage Scripture on a daily basis and apply it to your everyday life. On Thursdays at 8 a.m., a group's meeting in the Burton Room and studying the gospel week in and week out and meditating on the word and then having a conversation about how it is impacting their spiritual life and their life in the world. Thursdays at 8 a.m. here in this place. My gift to Calvary upon my installation, one of them was this gigantic Bible. This lectern Bible, the one that's on the lectern right now is in a translation we don't read anymore. So this is an updated version, and I hope that the lectors will take it to heart to actually look up the scripture they're reading and to learn how to look it up if they don't know how to look it up. But ask me if you don't know, again. My hope is that this big, huge Bible is a reflection not only of our commitment to hear God's holy word in worship, but to mark and inwardly digest the truth of the love of Jesus Christ that is in God. So today we're baptizing four children, three at 9:30 and one at 10:30. And the parents and the godparents are going to commit to raising these children into the full stature of Christ. And every time I prepare parents, I say, wait, did you just hear what you promised you would do? And then I say, are you learning to grow into the full stature of Christ? Are you growing into the full stature of Christ? Because if you're promising that for your children, there was a promise made on your behalf and a promise you make every time you walk into this place for you too to learn how to grow into the full stature of Christ. That means we need to commit to be people who learn. And by our learning, we grow. And then we explore in our growth ways of braiding the love of learning and learning to love into a beautiful tapestry that transforms us and transforms the world. So the good news today is this. There is not only so much we have already learned, but there is so much more to learn. In the name of the one from whom we learn, Jesus Christ. Amen.